Dr. Robert Carlson has been chair of the NCCN Breast Cancer Committee since the inception of that organization, and I met with him for his take on a number of recent trends in breast cancer treatment. To begin, Dr. Carlson commented on new approaches to the use of adjuvant endocrine therapy.
We have seen two different shifts. One, and probably the major shift, is in the postmenopausal woman, the incorporation of the aromatase inhibitors into the treatment paradigm. And the vast majority of postmenopausal women in the U.S. today with receptor-positive disease are receiving an adjuvant aromatase inhibitor out the door as their initial and often only hormonal maneuver. The complement in the premenopausal woman is the resurgence of interest in the use of ovarian ablation or ovarian suppression in combination with tamoxifen in the adjuvant setting. And of course, that has also segued in through the SOFT trial and so forth into the consideration of using the aromatase inhibitors in women who are biologically premenopausal but have ovarian suppression.
Where are we right now in terms of standard of care in terms of premenopausal therapy for premenopausal patients?
So off of protocol, I would still consider tamoxifen as the major adjuvant endocrine therapy for the premenopausal woman. I do not routinely, nor do I believe I ever have, off of protocol performed ovarian suppression so that I could use an aromatase inhibitor in the adjuvant setting in a premenopausal woman. And the situations in which I think there should be consideration of ovarian suppression or ovarian ablation in combination with tamoxifen are those women who are the young premenopausal, probably under the age of 40, and who have a substantial risk for recurrence of disease.